Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Missouri orders Planned Parenthood to cease and desist chemical abortions. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is great news because, as you know, these chemical abortions are not only killing unborn children, but they're harming women every day.
And some of them are being killed by this as well.
Yeah, they're bleeding to death.
We just did a story, by the way, of a young girl who went out and got a pill, abortion pill, and had these abortion pills without her mother's knowledge, had the abortion, and then developed sepsis because not all of the baby was expelled.
So a minor could get the pills without the parents' notice.
Minors can get the pills. Wow. You know, you can't go out and get anything else.
Wow.
But you can go out and get an abortion pill. And these abortion clinics, they don't ask the kid's age. So they intentionally don't get that information, and so they give it out. And so minors get the abortion pill, their parents don't know about it. And then there's no follow-up, there's no exam to begin with, there's no in-person exam, there's no post-pill follow-up. And so when you have this abortion and you don't expel all of the baby body parts, and then you have part of the baby's body that's still in the womb, what happens? It begins to rot and decay, and you develop sepsis and bleeding. And that sepsis can be so serious, as in this particular case, the young girl died.
Or a woman could have an ectopic pregnancy with the same symptoms that the abortion pill causes, and that could also end up killing her too.
Yeah, so Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey issued a cease and desist order recently to Planned Parenthood, formally prohibiting the abortion giant from performing chemical abortions in the state. The order advises Planned Parenthood to implement a valid health and safety plan to protect women and treat complications from abortion-inducing drugs as required by state law. The Attorney General cited Planned Parenthood's, quote, uncontroverted track record, close quote, that's his words, of disregarding Missouri health and safety laws as the reason for the temporary restraining order, which makes it a felony for the organization to dispense the high-risk drugs.
But you know, this is really concerning, not only in Missouri, but these drugs are being dispensed all over the United States, and particularly in states that aren't pro-abortion.
Yeah, I know. And unfortunately, in Missouri, in November 2024, a conservative state, Planned Parenthood and others, they spent a lot of money to put an abortion amendment on the ballot, and it passed in Missouri. So Planned Parenthood has resumed surgical abortions in several Missouri facilities in response to the situation with the constitutional amendment. But they're also doing these chemical abortions. But the Attorney General is doing everything possible to push back. And one of the things he's doing is saying, look, you're not complying with the valid health and safety plans of Missouri. And you have a terrible track record in this area anyway. And so you can no longer dispense this abortion pill until you come up with a plan to protect the health and safety of your patients.
But as you and I know, they have no interest in protecting the health and safety of women. They have an interest in making money off these women. So they're, you know, doing abortions and giving out the pills.
Well, and he said it, you know, the Attorney General said in a press release regarding the order that this is due to Planned Parenthood's, quote, documented history, close quote, of, quote, repeated and knowing, close quote, violations of state law. He noted the organization has admitted under oath to knowingly refusing to file required complication reports and that investigations had discovered other violations such as failing to comply with informed consent laws and to sterilize surgical instruments. He goes on to say, quote, any suggestion that there is no risk of Planned Parenthood violating the complications plan law is illusory, the Attorney General wrote in the order. He illustrated that Planned Parenthood's reputation regarding Missouri law with giving a list of violations.
Yeah, one of them is blatant noncompliance with state law. In the example is Dr. David Eisenberg, a former medical director at Planned Parenthood, admitted in a deposition that for 15 years, he and others at Planned Parenthood facilities in Missouri refused to file required complication records despite knowing it was the law because they did not expect the state to enforce the law.
Wow. He also cited failure to report complications. In 2018, Dr. Colleen McNicholas, an abortion provider for Planned Parenthood, admitted under oath that the organization failed to file legally required complication reports.
Oh, goodness. And unsafe medical practices. In 2018, state health inspectors shut down a Planned Parenthood facility in Columbia after discovering it, after it had been using moldy medical equipment on women for months. Oh, that's disgusting. They found equipment containing a blackish-gray substance and identified as mold, as well as another substance that the clinic staff identified as most likely bodily fluid. Wow. Planned Parenthood clinic staff admitted that they had identified the problem of mold a couple of months previously, but that physician had continued to use the machine on patients after they identified the issue.
No wonder why these women are dying in these abortion clinics. This is amazing.
Ugh.
Well, in addition, you know, you have the U.S. Food and Drug, or the FDA. They recognize that 4.6% of women who use the chemical abortion drug mifepristone, dispensed under Mifeprex label, are forced to seek emergency medical attention, and that 1% of women need surgical intervention.
And the thing is that they take these pills at home without doctor supervision, so they easily bleed to death because of that.
So, you know, they recognize, the FDA already recognizes that 4.6% of women are going to require some kind of emergency treatment, and 1% are going to need surgery.
Mm.
Now, that's based upon the data that they have. And we already see this pattern in Missouri where they are refusing intentionally to file complication reports.
Right.
Especially now. You know, when you have no pre-pill exam, it's all telemed or just done through the mail, and no post-exam or follow-up, they don't have any way of tracking these continuing and escalating kinds of complications. And even when they were tracking them more closely, we know, and here's proof positive, that these abortion clinics refused to report the complications. So the 4.6% of women who are going to seek some kind of emergency treatment is much, much higher than that in reality if you were having all of the complications accurately reported.
And granted, these chemical abortions, this mifepristone, comes with a black box warning, which is the FDA's strongest warning for drugs with major risk. So is that something you want to just be handing out like that?
Well, here's the thing. The black box warning is still on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with that because of all of the risk to the person who's taking it. And yet, under the Biden administration, using the excuse of COVID, they have allowed this particular abortion chemical drug to be given out telemed without any consultation from a doctor and with no follow-up.
And now it's the majority of abortions. At least 63% of abortions are done through the pills.
So during the confirmation hearings of RFK Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services, he said that President Donald Trump has asked him specifically to review the, quote, safety of this chemical abortion pill. And he has mentioned that again, that this particular pill, the mifepristone and misoprostol, those are going to be reevaluated under this new administration, particularly with HHS under the direction of President Donald Trump. I hope that this truth will come out more clearly, and that the FDA will reverse its position, because this is an Obama/Biden position with regards to giving this abortion pill. And in fact, if you go back, it's a Clinton/Obama/Biden. Clinton is the one who pushed this through at the very end of his presidency. Obama added to it, and then Biden actually allowed it to be dispensed telemed with no follow-up.
Well, just follow the money trail. Who's getting money from this? That'll tell you exactly who's pushing it.
Well, and we've done some articles about who owns that drug. Mm-hmm. And it is a eugenic organization that owns the drug. And they're the organization that pushed eugenics back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s mm-hmm. and going on. They are the eugenic organization that want to eliminate certain categories of people, races, and ethnicities. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.